Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Good to see you. Can you imagine a world in which Call of Duty is an Xbox exclusive?
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and joining me, as always,
it's Ben Vanel here welcoming you three boys into Vanel Mansions, the studio, the third studio that we've recorded in lately.
Yep.
Knox.
That's me, the third one, Adam Knox, and I'm here to announce proudly that through a $60 billion acquisition we have acquired for this episode.
From Gamey Gamey Game.
Please welcome, and now exclusive, we'll support the old things, but exclusive now, Ben Russell.
That's right. I have been, there's been some bad press about me, but
we're recently, really rolling the dice on you.
And I was very surprised to hear that you guys have just bought me out, and now I'm part of the Filthy Casuals
family.
We
want to make sure that the bad culture that we've been hearing about in the press, we want to make sure that continues.
So,
we're hoping that you'll use that $60 billion to fund more nefarious goings on.
Absolutely. You can guarantee that there'll be plenty of people. What was it? The just dudes running around the office.
Like crawling around on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
We never really talked about it on here because it's the grossest shit in the world.
Yeah. It's been in the news for a while, and every week we're like, oh, should we touch on it? It's not really in the wheelhouse of the show. Let's just leave it alone.
But other people can say better things about it.
Yeah. I'm reading it because I used to always be like, comedy's bad, but at least I'm not in the music industry.
Mm.
I was like, wow, comedy is bad, but at least I'm not in the fucking video games industry.
Mm. Yeah.
It looks like a fucking nightmare to work in.
Yeah.
My partner was like, why don't you look into video games and look into like getting, something about that, getting into that. And I'm like, Megs.
Had you just walked off stage when she said this?
I was like, Mags, I couldn't think of a more toxic industry to go into. It's dudes crawling around.
Fucking like making textures for guns, being like, yeah, that looks close. And then getting on the ground and crawling around like a worm.
Yeah. Or best case scenario, you crunch for months working on a game. You sacrifice your personal life and your mental well-being to get this game out the door. Game goes out the door. Massive success, critical acclaim, studio shuts a week later and you're out of a job. That's the best thing that can happen to you in the games industry.
Totally. Or like you make something on your own and then you get to quit forever.
Yeah.
That's the best possible scenario. That's the one.
There's also another one where you make, you work day and night. And then the thing comes out and then you get death threats.
And you've got to spend the next 5 years of your life
because
fixing
you put it. You made the main character a woman.
Stop wearing enough makeup!
You're permanently called Neil Cuckman for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
or like, because other people got carried away with what they'd seen of what you'd put out of the game.
Oh, yes.
And put something onto it, transposed something onto it that it could never fulfill, and then were very angry with your product for not delivering exactly
the regret that they have for missing out of all of life.
Yes.
And, take to the forums. And I've always said Reddit is the best place on the internet.
It's ever since ancient Greece, the forums have been where it's at.
The forums where it's at,
Well, that's where we all met.
In ancient Greece,
it's true.
Like Plato standing up and go like, excuse me, I'm 41M and my 20F girlfriend will not wear her toga.
I get up in my toga. first.
But yes. Repost. I heard someone say this a week ago.
We all met on forum.bodybuilding.com. Yeah, and that's how we sort of got together as a collective.
My favorite Romans were the ones who would stand up and go, star Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
Y-O-U apostrophe. Oh, right. Okay. It took me a fucking while to figure that out.
He said star instead of asterisk, which might have thrown you off.
Yeah.
Tommy's the dumbest one of the crew.
Proudly.
Is it asterisk or asterisk?
He was one of the
It was Gauls.
A Gaul. Yeah. Fuck. I wish I could have remembered Gaul. Then you had that. Right, you didn't answer asterisk my to jump
it's
in.
It's a
early.
Very funny bit, but it didn't answer my question. And
asterisk.
I demand.
I think it's a risk. Like it is.
It's a risk.
Yeah.
Yes. Whereas asterisk with an X.
He's
is the
guy.
Gaul.
Yeah. He's the Gaul. So can you apologize?
Evidently not. I'm working on it though.
Are there actually guys for the Asterix comics? Are there guys online being like, his name isn't Asterix's dog, it's actually Dogmatics? Passionate fan base for the old French comics.
Man, so yeah, fuck it. If you don't know what we're talking about, Microsoft bought Activision.
Fuck you.
Read a book.
You've tuned out already. You've moved on to something else. You listen to Chapo right now.
Yeah, they bought for $62 billion, somewhere around that. I can't remember exactly how much, but a lot of fucking money. Microsoft bought Activision. Like 2 months after Phil Spencer, the head of Xbox, was going like, we don't approve of what Activision's doing and we're reconsidering our relationship with them. Which I guess he meant by that, are them. Yeah.
We don't approve of them doing this without us also being financially invested in it.
Without our
bit
oversight.
Off the top,
we want to have a stake in it.
And unlike when Asterisk and Blizzard... Asterisk?
Asterisk Vision.
Star Activision.
When Activision and Blizzard got together, people were like, this is the end of Blizzard. As we know it. And they were...
Right.
Yes.
They were completely correct. Yeah. No one's doing that now because Blizzard's already gone from like the darling of game developer to Warcraft 3 relaunch.
Yeah.
Diablo Mobile, 2.
Just
the fucking worst fucking... It was amazing, the quality dive.
Yeah. Well, and then the same with Activision where there was a point... I don't think they were ever really beloved, but like Call of Duty was... a lot more liked than it is now back in the day.
Or more respected because it's hugely popular, but yeah.
But people's opinions of most of that stuff is low. And I was surprised at how expensive. This is like in apparently the top 20 expensive business acquisitions of all time. Like it is a huge, huge, huge deal. And it means weird shit. Like Microsoft now owns Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, which is bizarre.
Is a very strange thing to think that he used to be Sony's mascot. There was a list that Jeff Keighley tweeted out that I won't read, but you can go look it up, that of like the other big sort of video game publishers and how much they would cost, how much their market cap is and how much they would hypothetically cost.
Independent, quote unquote.
Right.
Yeah,
and so it's like EA and Sega and Capcom and all those massive ones. And like EA is half the price. It's like 30 billion, which is still heaps. Sega's like 8, which is a lot of money, but like Microsoft could fucking cut their way through the rest
now
of the
Now that they've
well,
done this,
like,
And I hope this kind of goes to like highlight how wrong and stupid saying that they're the console war and who the winner of the console war is. Because Microsoft is so much bigger than Sony.
Yeah.
It's not even... There's no contest.
Yeah. Totally. The only thing that used to keep them kind of level is that Xbox as a division of Microsoft had a fraction of the resources because it was an unproven thing. They weren't sure about it for like a decade or more. But at this point, they're like, nah, chuck it all into there. They bought Minecraft and it made them a ton of money. They see that the money is to be made from this stuff now. So they're going to come at it until they get hit with like an antitrust lawsuit type thing.
Which probably should happen with this.
But who knows if it will? Because like the way that stuff like Disney has like bought up so much shit, like Fox and all of that, and like spread out now, are like, I don't know if legally things have changed or just like culturally people aren't as fussed about that kind of monopolizing stuff now with entertainment industry purchases.
Well, I mean, I saw all the Twitter replies were people being like, oh, yay, now this will be on Game Pass.
Right.
It's like, well, sure, in the short term, that's great.
Because practically,
when
that's what it means. Like, for most gamers, like, you read about this acquisition, but what does it actually mean for the people that play the games? That's the main thing that I see people going like, okay, this could tempt me into an Xbox if it means that all the Call of Duty stuff is going to be on there, all the Crash Bandicoot stuff is going to be on there, all the Tony Hawk stuff is going to be on there.
Yep.
That's probably the bulk of why they've done this, of why it's so attractive to them. Like, they just want to turn Game Pass into the... Because we've been saying for a while, like, they clearly... They don't care as much about shifting hardware or anything like that. They just want people subscribed to Game Pass. Yeah. And they don't really care what platform it happens on.
And to me, I don't even think that, like, PlayStation is a... They're different markets. Like, PlayStation 4 and Xbox, they don't... I don't believe there's much overlap in terms of competition because...
Mm.
For me, the people that get the Xbox are either people that cannot afford a gaming PC, and so they get the Xbox.
Mm.
So you've got all your Microsoft and PC games there that can do console stuff.
Right.
Sony player people are people that either have no interest in PC, like interest in PC gaming, and just want that wonderful Sony stable of games, or people like me who have a PC. And are like, well, I'm not going to get a fucking Xbox.
Yeah. Right.
Sony.
Yeah.
So they're two completely different, I think, very separate reasonings in order to buy
That makes
consoles.
Sense to me. Yeah.
Because I saw a lot of stuff this morning of people going, oh, now Sony have to do this and Sony are going to do that. And it's
which
like,
I think
I just don't think is true. Like, they don't have to do...
No.
They don't have to... Like, yeah, now that Microsoft have made these, like... Big purchases and spent a lot of money on it. Yeah. Like, kind of what is there left for Sony to... Like, they'll still acquire, like, studios that they're interested in that they think are talented, like Bluepoint and stuff.
Right.
But it's not in their interests to all of a sudden to go like, yeah, fuck, we'd better buy EA or, like, we'd better
do... And Sony just, like, like a lot of Japanese companies will take a long time to change and make new things. Like, they still haven't gotten a Game Pass. So they'll continue to do their thing.
Mm.
And that will still be supported and there'll still be a huge market for it.
Because
Sony
have
their...
Sony have their great IPs. Nintendo have their great IPs. A big part of why I think Microsoft have been doing this and kind of have to do this is that they still don't really have much in the way of, like, their marquee, like... You think of Sony, you think of your Horizons, your God of Wars, your Last of Us, all that sort of stuff. Microsoft don't really have that. They've got Halo for sure, but
they,
like...
They made a whole new developer, 343, to fuck up Halo.
I'm like,
guys, I want you to fuck up Halo.
Yeah.
This is the most important thing to us.
We're going
to
give the IP to a new company that have no idea how to write a fucking Halo game.
Yeah.
So it's not like Sony have to do the same thing to match what Microsoft are doing. Microsoft, I see it as like they're doing this to match, like this is their thing.
But
this
then,
is their thing is just funneling it all onto Game Pass.
So Sony
are
working on a Game Pass equivalent
now. I was
going to
say,
forget the name, Project something or other.
Not Scorpion because that was the
Xbox
one.
It's like Silphoid or some word like that.
Sigmund Freud.
Project Mum Nipple, something like that. I can't
Project
remember.
Oedipus, I think it's called,
Just lean in, just call it Sony Game Pass.
Sony PlayStation Pass.
Yeah. Play Pass,
Play Pass is all right. And then they've got all these different tiers that like some insider was... So they're working on something for that, but I think you're right in your point about how, like, because of like God of War just came out on the PC and it's selling really well and heaps of people are playing it, indicating that people who are focused on PC kind of stuff haven't played that because they aren't in the PlayStation market, like you were saying.
Right.
And those are sort of Xbox people along the same side.
I think it's, and I guess we've been saying this for a while, that Game Pass is Netflix in that it is, in my opinion, quantity over quality, right? Yeah. Like that, and that's backed up by this. Whereas Sony is HBO, you know, it's extremely well made.
Yeah.
Well, but even just in ethos or quality, right? It's like fewer, like less output, but in my opinion, higher quality across the board.
I think the problem that Sony have in terms of just games that they have, the one sort of problem that I see is that they're all third-person adventure games, like every single one of them. And yeah, they might be well-written, on aside from Days Gone, which is one of the worst-written games
terrible.
I've ever watched.
Absolutely terrible.
And like Horizon Zero Dawn, actually kind of a dog shit game that is kind of good in all the right places that you keep playing it and going.
Yep.
And at the end, you're like, oh, yeah.
Mm.
Mm.
So I think they've got a variety issue. But, I mean, having said that, you've got Gran Turismo coming out.
Yeah.
Which is always great, which is, you know, a classic franchise that people will absolutely
And they've
get
got
up on.
Some of their fun little, like, the Astrobot stuff I like, that, like, more experiment. And them fucking
yes,
Experimental Returnal.
Astrobot.
Oh, yeah.
AKA
a platform.
A Mario game.
Yeah. But you go all
it's
3D,
never been
though.
Done before.
I'm shaking the controller around.
You
though.
Jump and... hop on top of the enemies to kill them.
But he's not saying wahoo. Yeah. It's completely new.
He's saying beep, beep boop.
But so they're kind of expanding a little bit. Yeah, they don't. And like,
but I think
if they lose a publisher in Activision who brought stuff like Call of Duty and whatever, because that's the thing that's still not clear at this point.
No, I would be very surprised if they were like, sorry, Call of Duty's a fucking exclusive.
Yeah.
Just not going to happen. They would lose a good chunk of
So aside
revenue.
From
yeah.
all Probably. This stuff turning up on Game Pass, what do we think that this actually means? Because, it's a good comparison. Disney buys Star Wars and then they immediately go, all right, get off your asses and make a new set of films mm-hmm. and TV yeah. series and everything until the end of time.
Yeah, exactly.
And I read a thing today being like, well, this means that now Microsoft owns all these IPs so they could go, hey, a new Tony Hawk, please, new Crash, a new Spyro, like all these other things that are under the umbrella.
I think we will see that.
Do
Disney...
they start doing that? Do Microsoft now go, well, now we've got, along with the Bethesda stuff too, we've actually got these marquee IPs under our umbrella now, so let's start to...
But just like how the new Halo is like the new sequels.
Yeah.
And that it's incoherent dog shit.
it was one of our Game of the Years of 2021. So
I like
the sixth one is good. Four
Halo,
and five.
Halo Infinite is great to play.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
yes.
if you try to get in, if you are a Halo fan because of the story.
Mm. Right.
Then you will be angry.
I have tried on this podcast to explain the story of Halo, and it took forever when I was trying to do it quick, and from four onwards, it doesn't make sense.
I mean, I've gone on and on about the Halo and what it is now, but like Halo Infinite is so like they've pitched a game. It's so fucking bewildering to me. Because it's clearly that they pitched Halo Infinite to a lower audience. That's why you've got the bad cartoon villain that makes no sense and is just like, I'm bad.
Yeah.
Time to get a low voice.
And that's why you've got all the grunts that are like,
oh, no, I'm a little cheeky boy. Uh-oh.
Yeah. So it's been pitched to a low audience, but it still tries to hit you with the remember Halo Combat Evolved.
It's Force Awakens.
It's Force Awakens.
Right?
Yeah, so you're like, who is this fucking game for?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, other than that, yes, it's the best Halo that 343 have done because the gameplay is good, even though there's no set pieces like there should be in the Halo game. And, there's two environments in the whole game.
Yeah. That was a problem.
And one of
as
them
well.
Is tunnels.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then
you've got blue tunnels and you've got Alpine.
Yeah.
And they do run into that thing of like, in terms of bringing those like maybe dormant franchises or whatever back, where they've acquired Activision, but they've got the same number of studios that Activision had now. Then. Mm. Does that make sense? So who are they going to put to work on?
Oh, there's no
things?
More manpower. There's
exactly. And it would either mean ramping down the like five support studios that are on Call of Duty right now.
Mm. I think they'll just be like restructuring, I doubt that we'll see any change.
They've bought all those Obsidian and all those other studios that some of them we're not sure what they're working on to. So there's potentially they shuffle some of those
around. That Bethesda purchase will be the... We won't really find out if there's anything different, which I doubt that there will be anything different in terms of the quality of games until we see, more Bethesda games like Starfield.
The one after Starfield, probably.
Right? Because it's close enough that it can't have been that affected by it.
Yeah, true.
I don't quite get how it works in terms of this, but because now Microsoft, they own all these companies, which means they own all the different IPs.
Mm.
Do they have license to go, Crash Bandicoot, like you're saying, Activision probably doesn't have the manpower to do it. So they go, Rare, you've got to make a Crash Bandicoot game.
Or probably.
You know, can they swap the IPs around and just, now that they own those IPs, technically they can farm them out to the different companies that they do own.
And then where does that land them with, like, are they allowed to put out? Because Activision was part of who owned James Bond and GoldenEye hadn't come back out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, are they able to put out a Crash Bandicoot collection thing on Game Pass now? Do they own Crash Bandicoot 1 now?
I'm sure they
probably,
I'm sure. I mean, we're already like remaking games faster than Hollywood reboots movies or anything like that.
Because that's
like,
just, I mean, all that catalog showing up on Game Pass tomorrow, that's a thing that I think would get a lot of people in.
Yep.
For sure. Yep. It'll be a bit, because I think it's still not even fully gone through. It takes a while for things this big to fully happen. But that's the fact that they're
It may get shut down. Like, potentially. We don't know,
But for it to be talked about by the people who are doing it this much, they must be pretty certain that, like, yeah, this is happening. But, yeah, so who knows what the, and maybe they'll be kind of hands off. Because, like, when they bought Minecraft, people were like, oh, so it's Minecraft just on computers, on PC? And that's
how
Minecraft...
No, because we'll make more money if it's everywhere.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And then, because they, with Bethesda, it was the same argument, though. But then they were like, nah, all next Skyrim is on, or next Elder Scrolls is Xbox exclusive. That's why we bought it. Yeah. So, like, they said a statement, like, Phil Spencer said something like, we'll continue to support those existing communities or something like that, which to me sounded like a very... careful way of saying, like, the games that are already out, we won't shut down, but next Call of Duty, that's an Xbox game. Who fucking knows, though?
Yeah.
I think with, like, the other, maybe the smaller studios, like you were speculating, like, where do the resources come from? I imagine we'll see a few games that were in production get cancelled and redirected, you know, to...
Right.
Yeah.
It like, depends on how long they've known this might be happening for, right? Because if they were working on something for a year now but knew this was coming up in a year, then maybe they're working on Vince Voodoo 2. Yeah.
Voodoo Vince. Or like they know that these assets have to be portable, you know? This has to be able to go into a Call of Duty.
I think it's an exciting time for people that like... or like me that have been have super fatigue of that military shooter Battlefield Call of Duty, because that the two big boys of which is Battlefield and Call of Duty, they're going through a tough time right now.
Yeah.
Like 2049 is just a fucking car crash.
People hate it. I bought it and still haven't played it because I just
it's just
haven't had the will to do so because of how bad the reception has been and how
more people are playing the previous one than they're playing the
even
the
like
new
cheaters
one.
And stuff are like, this is bad even if I'm cheating sort of thing about. So like and that fucked up. Call of Duty Vanguard isn't getting a great reception. Warzone
Call of Duty
is
Vanguard
like,
is just so local. Like I've never had a reception like seen a reception that's been like even the fanatics of Call of Duty are like, I don't care. I'm finding it difficult to give a shit anymore.
Totally. I was the same way. Like, I get into those Call of Duty campaigns because I think they are so weird because it's like this huge production, big. It's like on a different scale than like almost anything else. And yeah, this one was just like a, like a passing breeze. It didn't do anything. And so maybe they do ramp that stuff down and put those studios who are probably talented, but are maybe shackled a bit by this repetitive grind that they're on to make these Call of Duties. That would be interesting to see Sledgehammer or whoever do something else.
They definitely need maybe I hope that this is a sort of opportunity for them to maybe try to find ways to refresh that genre because it's real stale.
Call of Kazooie. They own the same things now. Mix them up.
Another thing you see people saying online at the moment a lot is like, mark my words, Xbox, they're going to launch Game Pass on the Switch and they're going to launch it on the PlayStation. Right. Like people just thinking it's like, yeah, whatever, just make it an app. And I mean, you can do it through the cloud on your phone anyway or your laptop. Like you don't actually need to have the hardware to play this stuff anyway. So, I don't know if I could see it. That seems kind of far-fetched to me.
The actual competitive hardware does seem unlikely.
But the fact that if it was just even cloud-based, like you can just you can just use Game Pass on your iPad.
Crazy shit happens all the time, though.
That's true.
Man.
Microsoft
that is actually true.
Brother, dude, when you lay it on that truth, fucking hell. You lay it down.
Dude, that's fucking wild.
God. Life is just a roller coaster, dude.
Mark that time code because that's fucking 100% true.
Modern day philosopher.
Am I wrong? Are you going to tell me that I'm wrong?
Nah, man, that's why we're fucking...
Yeah.
telling you this.
I'm glad you're proud of me.
You blew our fucking minds, bro.
Yeah.
But I think like the thing that makes people think that is Microsoft allowing Cuphead to be on the Switch a few years ago.
Oh, that relationship's definitely.
And because, yeah, they just go, well, we don't have the foothold in Japan. Like, we're never going to be able to take on Nintendo and Sony in Japan. So if it means that we get a little more bunts from it being sold on a system that's popular over there, why not just do it?
And then how do you ever measure, though? Like, how do you split up the earnings of, like, if someone is playing a Game Pass game on a Switch, they're subscribing to Game Pass overall, so if they play a game on a Switch, does then Microsoft pay Nintendo something, or does Nintendo just lose that 30% that they would have made on that Cuphead sale?
Probably that, right? Like that sort of, it's like it's through a platform that they're
yeah, it'd be the deal that they do
the Xbox or whatever
for all developers, really. Wouldn't
so it all gets confusing, but there probably are like streaming, like TV and movie streaming things that have already solved this problem.
That kind of already exists because it's like I have Game Pass on my PC, which means that I'm playing games on that ostensibly for free through my Game Pass subscription that are for sale at full price through Steam.
Sure,
so you know what I mean. It's already like eating into the sales that you could be getting from another marketplace. So it would just be the same as that.
But
like,
Valve just can't control what you do on a computer, though, to the point where they're like, Steam Deck, they're like, get out of here, Valve. I'm going incognito. Morgan Freeman's got nothing to do with this.
I've been using that remote play function in Steam recently.
Right.
It's not too shabs.
On the PlayStation or the...
On the compute.
Oh, from Steam?
I've been playing Heavenly Bodies because one of you fucking clowns recommended it.
Yeah.
And it's fucking good.
So good.
And I've been playing it with a friend on remote play over the internet with them, and it's so much fun.
Oh, that's cool. Because we were going to do like a video of it, but we're like, oh, it doesn't have online
multiplayer. Yeah, I've been doing it on Twitch, so don't even worry about it.
Oh, it's already covered?
Okay. Yeah, I've already covered it, dude, so follow me.
Go to a fucking Bond member on Twitch.
Twitch.tv/Amaranth. That's...
You've been playing from the hot tub, right?
Yeah, dude. I put on a French-Canadian accent so you can't understand what the fuck I'm saying. Call myself excuse.
I thought you were going to say you put on a French maid outfit.
I do that too.
Yes.
So you can't understand what the fuck he's saying because your ears aren't working because your eyes are working overtime.
His boner's making too much noise.
Yeah, so it's crazy. I'm so excited. I don't give a shit about like... entertainment business stuff usually, like when Disney bought Fox and everything, I'm like, yeah, okay, they're all such big companies, and it's also nebulous for me that I can't even really wrap my head around it, I guess, or I don't understand or think I understand the implications in the same way as this. But this sort of video game business shit excites the hell out of me.
Yeah, because it's pretty new frontier kind of stuff too, especially it being big entertainment companies like movie studios buying out other movie studios. That's existed for a very long time, and you kind of know what the implications end up being. Whereas with video games, it's such an untried thing.
We don't know yet what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
All we know is that when Blizzard and Activision got together, everything went to shit.
So surely that won't happen for a second time.
That's a mystery.
Who knows? And I guess, like Crash Bandicoot showing up in Banjo-Kazooie is more exciting to me than the Fantastic Four being in Deadpool 3. You know what I mean?
Like completely, that. Yeah. Being able to...
I want to bash you for saying that.
No, man, life's just kind of crazy. That's just how I see it.
Being able to skate around Mexico in Forza Horizon as Tony Hawk.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Okay. The Birdman.
I like Forza, but holy fuck, the cutscenes in that game that are unskippable.
Oh, the acting and stuff.
Fucking kill myself.
Yeah.
Look at Mexico.
Mexico. Like, what do I want a story in this about how much of a cool racer I am?
Wow, you're going really fast right now.
Thanks, man.
Slow down, mate.
Thanks, dude.
If you want to find the next race, look on your map.
Hi, driver. Or they say your name even. It's so creepy. I remember having a little bit of a break from Forza Horizon 4, then going back to play it before 5, and I'd forgotten that it had the thing where it said your name. So the second I started playing, hello, Adam. I was like, oh no.
Could absolutely murder a burrito or some nachos right now.
Tacos, anyone?
Blimey, that's spicy.
You put garlic in this? Yeah. What?
Dad, mind my ear.
The racing game that I've been killing is Riders Republic, which is weird because it's an Ubisoft game.
Yeah.
And I think that Ubisoft can suck my fucking butthole.
Yeah. I was almost, yeah, I was interested in that.
That's the one that it's kind of like Steep was with snowboarding, yeah, and all that,
it's,
but
it's,
with.
It's basically
what it is.
Cool. You're riding a BMX and you dress as a giraffe and.
Yeah, you can do BMX, you can do wingsuit, you can do skis and snowboards.
What's your favourite?
I enjoy the bike riding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's really cool. Feels good, plays good. Good times.
It looks
great,
it's the same as it's like Forza, right? So it's open world, go do your little objectives, but more like extreme sports kind of.
Yeah, and more just race and people talk to you, but I don't know what the fuck are they saying.
Mm. Okay. And is it better?
Don't talk to me, man.
Better cutscene quality than Forza?
Yeah, well there's less of it. So yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
You riding your motorbike, just pointing at your headphones in your ears, like, "I'm sorry, I can't.
Dude, I can't.
I gotta go down the mountain now. Sorry, bye."
Yeah. So I've been. Because I always like to have one racing game just on the hard drive that I go, "Let's pop this up when I need to get fast."
Yeah.
You know.
How many times in a week would you say generally?
Man,
you need
I get fast at least twice a week.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Not today, it's slow Wednesdays today.
Slow Wednesday today, so I'm going to take it easy.
Going back pre-weekend. To be on Fast Friday. Yeah.
Go back one to pre-weekend, my farming sim 22.
Oh yeah, you're saying you've been playing a lot of Farming Simulator.
Yeah man.
Wait, 22, so there's a new one out.
Yeah dude.
Should we take a quick break though, because we need to do some ads.
Okay.
In the middle here.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll get back. Here's break. Some sizzle for you. Farming after the break. Let the grass grow and we'll be back.
This episode of Filthy Casuals is brought to you in part by NordVPN. You boys like VPNs?
Dude, the V stands for very much so. The P stands for personally, yes. The N stands for no, not my answer. Yes would be.
I actually think it's virtual private network.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Not very private network?
Maybe we'll put the question to NordVPN and we'll have an answer by next week. Yeah. But
the answer is no more ads for you. I use NordVPN. I'm that extent of liking VPNs.
Yes. Yeah.
They are a very useful way of keeping yourself safe and secure and anonymous and secure and private online.
Yep.
And for me, an expat, I'm able to watch content from the motherland.
From the babe.
Yeah.
Yes.
You would think that you would just have the right to do that anyway, being an expat.
I've got the citizenship.
Yeah, exactly.
You so shouldn't do I, need actually.
A, yeah. The queen is my mum. Yeah.
It shouldn't be geographically based. If you just put your passport number into the BBC website, it should just load up for you.
They cut me off ever since I eloped with Meghan. They got sick of me after that.
Well, they don't have that service, unfortunately, the passport service, but NordVPN will let you change your location virtually to any, like, one of 59 countries around the world, I believe.
It's all over the shop. You see that map in their app, and when you get that map app, oh boy, there's little pins everywhere.
You see that map? You get that app, it makes me want to do a rap.
A whole bunch of servers, very fast. I'm going to cut you off before you do a rap. yeah, it's a good thing.
A whole bunch of servers, very fast.
No!
Watch something first and then watch something else last.
Like, well, you could have just picked two shows.
That rhyme with arsed?
Yeah.
Go for it.
No.
Be my guest.
Watch Alan Partridge first and something on the ABC last.
Yeah, I was struggling to think of shows that you would specifically need the VPN to be able to watch.
Struggling to think of them? I couldn't tell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
NordVPN getting their money's worth with us since we got Kendrick Lamar to also help with this ad. NordVPN's great, and if you want it for a good price, I believe we can help out with that.
Go to nordvpn.com/filthy. Use the code filthy for a massive discount. You get, I think, a month free and a 2-year service, which, yes, as with you, Knox, I've literally been a customer of NordVPN. It is the VPN service that I use.
Yeah.
And I had it for a couple of years, and it was absolutely perfect the whole time.
We wondered if...
Matter of fact, I'm having one right now. I think that's their catchphrase, their slogan.
We wondered if perhaps we were going to have to dance around the sorts of things that you could use a VPN for in this ad, but no, they're fine with us. Well, get on there, get your HBO Max.
Yeah,
Get onto your services that exist in other parts of the world.
We are a global society now, and NordVPN lets you utilize that fact.
Mm. Yeah, nordvpn.com/filthy, code filthy, tell them we sent you.
This episode of Filthy Casuals is brought to you in partial format.
Yep.
By the fine people over at Manscaped.
Our bloody mates at Manscaped. Yeah. They're back again.
Well, with products that give you such a clean shave, you won't be bloody mates. Oh. You'll just be regular.
Yeah,
wow. It's a new year, and I'm personally a new version of me, and this one, the worst one yet. But clean-ass balls.
Yep. Clean-ass
clean
handballs.
Handballs. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
I don't think they... I don't believe they have anything for that part of the body yet.
Well,
maybe that's what they're cooking up for 2022.
In my experience, those shave... The products they sell are versatile.
Yep. Yes.
The nose one is good. They've got all sorts of products for balming and keeping nice and smelling
fresh.
Good.
Yep.
Freshening up your balls.
They got a ball cologne. I think we talked about that last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Very nice.
Yeah. We like Manscaped. We use the Manscaped products and we recommend the Manscaped products for all sorts of people. If you have hair that you want to keep looking and feeling and being at a nice length.
Yeah. The Lawnmower 4.0, they sent us the little pack.
Yes.
With that. And the ear and nose trimmer. They got all sorts of great stuff. A product that we actively endorse and use.
Yeah, I went on a date the other day and beforehand trimmed the old nose. Oh. it left me feeling confident, refreshed, and ready to tackle an okay date.
God, I'm annoyed that it wasn't another part of the body because I was going to just lamp
we don't want to get too graphic
for the presumption. Yeah. The presumption inherent in like, well, it's like the classic go on a date and you're like, don't know what's going to happen here. Better tidy up the bedroom just in case. Better get the clothes off the floor because you never know. I mean, that is the next level of
that. If you go on a date, who goes on your date?
Yes.
Eye contact with Nox on
it's gone
one.
So much up, in the opposite direction.
This is what it's like out there. You're in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's when you're dating, you got to think about these things.
I wanted the nice clean version of Ben just saying that he could breathe deeply without worrying about being judged for his nostril hairs. If you're into Manscaped products and they sound like the thing for you, well, how can people be called to action?
You are an ad man now.
I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Get it? I'm smoking heavily.
Yep.
Jumping out of the building at the end of the series is what people thought would happen.
Mad Manscaped.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yes.
But no, forget that. Manscaped.com/filthy, code filthy, 20% off, and free shipping.
You got to get them shipping to you somehow.
That's
right. You got to get that free shipping.
Yeah.
Tell you what, when you're on a site and you see that the shipping's free, maybe you've spent just enough to qualify for it.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck me, it feels good.
What if you could get that shipping for free by using the code FILTHY and you get 20% off?
Mm. Oh, that's a dream come true.
Well, I'm so excited. The ball hair's grown back.
It's standing on end. I'm so shocked by this offer. Yeah, manscaped.com/filthy. Yeah. Tell them we sent you. They support us. They've been supporting us for ages now.
Yeah.
They're a great product. So, yeah, if you've been holding out, do it this week, for the love of God. All right,
and
now that we've
back.
Tended our advertising crops,
yes.
Let's get into...
you reap what you sow.
You were saying before we started recording that your current pick-me-up in the morning,
yep.
your start to the day, you get up,
I like
have
to
your
get up. I make
cup of java.
I make myself a little cup of java, and I sit down and I see what needs to be doing around the farm. Mm-hmm. What have I got to do? What's happening? And it's a really fun, it's got me in.
Mm.
It's it's an overly complicated, opaque game in the fact that it will say, here's kind of how you do stuff, but we're not going to tell you how to get there or what you really need to do or all the little in between. So it's like, it's so complicated and so complex, but I don't know why. I like it.
Hmm.
I don't understand because I'm not like a farm. I'm not like a...
You're the most city boy I've ever seen in my life.
No, but I don't like... what's that fucking... what's that Nintendo
You'd get eaten
game?
Alive in the bush.
Stardew Valley?
Stardew Valley and the
oh,
other
sure.
one?
Sure.
Where you're on an island or something?
Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing. Hated those games. Don't get into them. But for some reason, this one, I'm like, oh, yeah, gotta get...
Because this is pure, right? There's no story. There's no real... No.
There's no cute little owls. There's no... Like,
Gotta mow some grass and fucking make that into... wrap that. I've got to wrap and bale that make into silage.
Okay, because you're a fan of these simulator games. You do a lot of the simulator games on Twitch, don't you?
Yeah, I do a lot of fucking boring games.
Yeah. So what are the other ones you like? We did Lawn Mowing Simulator for a YouTube video.
I played a bunch of Power Wash Simulator and found myself not liking it because I liked House Flipper.
Yep.
And it didn't give, because I'm wondering if you get out of Farming Simulator the same thing I got out of House Flipper, which is like that meditative flow state.
Yeah, and you're working towards something, you know. Mm-hmm. you're trying to just do grow shit and sell it, and it's got production lines now, so you can make stuff and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it taking real time for your crops to grow and stuff? Like, no, do you have to come back in a day?
I think I'm on three or five times speed.
Okay.
And I've only got 3 days in the month. So you've got 3 days to get shit done.
Okay.
So it is sped up. Right. Otherwise, it's just you're just fucking sleeping.
And it's not like a mobile game.
Oh, we
got to
sleep
thing.
Again. Okay, guys, I just got to sleep again.
You're literally watching grass grow.
Just got to sleep again now. Yeah. Just got to sleep. Whereas I feel like 3 days is good because that gives you time to fucking plant, like harvest and plant most things.
Right. Sleep Simulator must be on a whiteboard somewhere.
It's got to be.
They're running out. They're running out of boring vocations.
Fucking tough game for me lately.
Didn't Pokemon come out with
Oh, shit, they did too. Yeah. They had some sleeping thing.
It was like a sleep app game, but it was Pokemon brand.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah.
Snorlax.
But to answer your question, the other slow play game that I play is SnowRunner.
Yes.
SnowRunner.
That's a truck driving one.
Which has some of the best post-launch support of any game I've played.
Is that because it is huge with streamers? So it's like, well, there's always going to be something new for them to
They've
cover.
Just got, like, we're up to towards the end of the year 2 season pass now.
Mm-hmm.
They're always bringing out new maps and new,
So what are they chucking in? Yeah, maps, new trucks.
Maps, new trucks. Like, they recently did, they introduced more in learn, like, for production lines. Like, you've got to take stuff to this place to get this and then take it to build your shit.
Right.
Okay.
And a couple of just other little things. Like the one that they just released, they always release new vehicles and stuff. The one they released now is this map that you have to fix up your garage before you can really do anything, which is huge.
Okay, right.
That sounds sick to me. Yeah. That bit sounds pretty all right.
I like it because it's a beautiful game.
Yeah.
You, again, working towards something on your own pace, and the changes that you make, like when you haul shit to build stuff, you see that visual feedback on the map and in in the environment. So it's, I don't know why.
Would you enjoy it as much if you weren't streaming it? Like if you were just sitting down to play yourself, would you have as good a time of it?
I play it when I'm not streaming. Same with Farming Simulator. Mm-hmm. Like, I play these games. I just enjoy them if I don't, you know, can't be fucked doing anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pop them on.
Get behind
put some
the wheel.
Music on.
There's a satisfaction in...
Smoke a bowl. Fucking shut up.
You went off
Get
Destiny
the wheel.
And don't play Destiny anymore.
I don't play
right?
Destiny
but
anymore.
But the good things about that game are similar to this, where you are building... Numbers are going up.
Mm.
You're getting more shit, and the numbers are going up in a satisfying way. And I get the same feeling out of... I've never really gotten into the simulator things because a large part of the reason is it doesn't sound like SnowRunner is like this, or maybe Farming Simulator, but those like train ones and the truck driving ones, they've got so much piece-by-piece DLC that costs fucking thousands of dollars if you want to buy it all, that it puts me off of the whole thing for some reason.
The train simulator, I believe, is a big... they do that. So it's like, oh, here... is Train Simulator on Game Pass. Great. Mm. Wow, I'll check that out. But it's like, oh yeah, we'll give you maybe like 3 trains, but the rest you have to pay for individually.
Yeah.
$20 a pop
places,
or whatever.
You know, and you're like, this is fucked. And it's the same, you know, part of that reasoning is why I stopped playing Destiny 2 is because the way that they release their content and shutter content
is fucking crazy.
Ridiculous. I can't believe that a team of fucking fat nerds got
to have the goal to complain about Destiny 2.
Got into a room and we're like, let's A, take away content from this game, and B, release content in such a confusing way that if you stop playing the game for a month.
Yes.
You were going to be so behind.
I went back in and played some of Destiny 2 in like November. Yeah. And the second I went in, there was like this rainbow colored purple horse thing that was like, welcome to the game show. And it, like, I had no idea.
I think the last time I, just before I uninstalled it, I went in. And it was like the fucking Season of the Lost, which is their Halloween event. And it's like, you got to do all this. And by the way, we end, this finishes next week. So, you know, you're fucked. There's no point. You know, do whatever. I don't get it.
And we'll literally delete it forever. We'll say it'll come back, but it won't.
Mm. Yeah.
And that, like, the fact that, you could buy the disc for Destiny 2 that's 5 years old, not the oldest game in the world.
Yep.
And that is... all the content on that is no longer usable in the game.
It's crazy.
It's fucking wild.
It's a brazen strategy to go to get the most out of
this game. I
don't
know why you would buy the disc. Sorry, Tommy.
Because that'd be $2 in an EB
game. It's also
games.
Free.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
But you could hypothetically have bought the disc in 2017, have played it a bit, and then gone back. Like,
I think I still have the disc. I tried to go back after years and was like, oh, this is a different game. I have to uninstall it.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
It's still a great shooter.
Right.
But who...
like Halo. It's similar to mechanically, Halo
it just feels like fucking work.
To launch a game and on day one go, you now have to play this regularly every week for the rest of time. And if you dip out even for 1 week, you're fucked.
Yeah.
And
that's the way so
time.
Many of those service online, you know, constant games feel to me, where even with Call of Duty, if you go back into that, like, I remember going back
the
to...
the meta,
I don't know,
has changed.
I was... yeah. And like the cold, I think it was Cold War. I turned it on once, and like Bruce Willis is on it. He's like, and it was just so confusing and off-putting.
I fucked with Warzone for quite a while.
Yeah,
right.
I think in the first lockdown, I fucked around with that.
Right,
and it was fun. It's hard as shit, but yeah, just got tired of it.
I was gonna message you guys.
It's so big.
Should we go back in on Fortnite? Because there's bloody dinosaurs in Fortnite now.
Oh hell yeah! Fortnite's maybe the one that is still accessible.
Yeah, because it's so stupid that it ticks over where you're like, I'm not meant to get this.
And
so
mechanically, it's like, it's very basic and easy to get your head around. Yeah.
Right, when we played Warzone a little bit a few months ago, and at the time we were doing it, the Scream Mask guy was running around. It's like, why is this in here? I don't get it. What am I missing?
Yeah, fucking Levi from Attack on Titan is in Call of Duty right
Rambo's
now.
Rambo's
in whatever. Yeah. Go for it. This is really respectful to World War II, guys. It's so weird.
And what's the other one? Fuck, I had it on the tip of my tongue. No. Dead by Daylight I was playing during the second lockdown. A fucking shit ton.
Yeah.
And that's a fun game, except I think this happens to everyone where you have like... three games in a row where you just get fucked and you're like, I'm going to step away from this game.
Yeah. I'm going to go play Mario.
I'm going to play a game that makes me happy instead of this that punishes me.
I had that with PUBG back in the day.
PUBG.
Going back to that now, that's a different feeling game completely, and that's just gone free to play as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The world's moving on and changing, man. Crazy things can happen. That's
blow
just what
the
I read.
I don't know about that.
It's happened before. Mark my words.
No,
crazy things
I think
will happen.
Wrong. I think
there's
you're
a
wrong.
Comet coming to Earth, and no one knows it. No one believes me.
That's smart.
but now I've been playing a lot multiplayer. Age of Empires 4.
Oh, really?
Okay.
It's fucking good.
I gave it a bit of a suck, just the single player, and it felt like the old games, you know, which is good. It's in a good way,
I love it. I love it. You know, I think at the moment the community is crying about some shit that doesn't matter, but to someone that...
hey, you could say that about a lot of communities.
Yeah, I don't understand why people are upset. It's almost like people need to be upset to...
yeah.
To get people to watch YouTube videos.
It's like, fuck it, the mask doesn't do anything anyway.
Yeah. I don't understand. But I love it.
Age of Empires 2. Are you playing 4. Just with... oh, sorry, yeah. Well, it's 2.
No, it's actually a little bit different.
Yeah.
It's double. It's
you'd actually... to the layman, maybe.
But they... So, are you just playing with like random people online, or do you have like a group? Because...
I got a group I play with, but we all... And we play people online.
Okay, cool. And then it's got good matchmaking and stuff. I fell off of it really quickly too, but I used to love playing Age of Empires 2
a much bigger fan than I was.
It's
man.
Fun and it's hard and, you know, I find that I go through like slumps where I suck at it and then slumps where I'm like, okay. And I think the patch came out recently where they nerfed some things and whatever. But
man, Microsoft owns Age of Empires and StarCraft. Now
it is StarCraft. I mean, it's a very similar dynamic of StarCraft.
Yes.
But Age of Empires 2 was that did it first, I guess, to a degree.
Well, Warcraft was before that.
Well, June 2000, you can't forget. I mean, June 2. June 2000 came out in the year 2000.
Warcraft 3 was before.
Warcraft 2.
Warcraft 2
was before StarCraft.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Warcraft 2 was good.
Total Annihilation.
And I love Blizzard and Activision. And I'm happy to welcome them to the family.
Not so much a fan of the games.
No. Yeah.
Corporately. To play Planetary Annihilation, you ever played that?
No, I don't think I ever played Planetary Annihilation.
That's okay.
We're all playing it right now by having this air conditioning on.
I played a bit of Metal Slug 3 this week.
Oh, yeah. And by a bit, you mean all of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Short little kind of arcade. Like
it's like an hour and a half long.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, they're all like ports of the arcade. So you can just like top up your credits as like infinitely as much as you want. Which, boy oh boy, do you need to do. Because, they've been designed in a way where they just want you to be funneling coins into the arcade cabinet. So
they're like halfway towards being one of those like bullet hell kind of games. Where they pretty just much a ton are. Yeah. Stuff.
Yeah, there's like big swarm of enemies on screen at any one time. Like, yeah, I'm sure there is a way to like get. You know, I'm sure there are freaks out there who are like, you know, very precise and good at it. But playing it for the first time, yeah, you definitely do need to take advantage of just topping up your continues as much as you like.
Yeah,
but they're great. I feel like they are the archetype thing that any new pixel art thing is kind of cribbing from them more than anything, like stylistically in terms of the way they're animated and everything.
Yeah,
right.
They're sort of like the default kind of pixel art look, I think.
It was just like kind of like the highest level of fidelity that pixel art got to before it became something else.
And more animated than like a true 16-bit game is, like the way that people kind of move around and stuff. But yeah, they're really fun. They're really cartoony, really silly. I went in on 3 because I tried to find out online like what was like the best one to just go in on as a first timer, because I'd fucked around with them a little bit in the arcades here and there, but never actually played through one fully. And yeah, people are pretty split on. People think that like the story of 3 is pretty cool and it's got branching path lines and stuff, but then there's a lot of people who think that it sucks because it's gameplay wise it's pretty unfair and the enemies are all just basically bullet sponges, which is true. So I'm going to give X a try after this because X is like the other one that people say.
Yeah.
X is a remake of 2 and people say that's the other like kind of top shelf one. But I'd recommend them. They're really fun. I went in because we were talking about what's coming out this year and how Metal Gear Tactics looks really good, and realizing that I'd never really engaged with that world before, I thought, dip in. And it's fun. It's a fun vibe.
Great music. Music's really good, great. Like crunchy arcade music that sounds sick.
Great, like shitty of its time. Digitized voice samples. You have these little like prisoner of POWs that you free.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Thank all that you. Kind of stuff. Yeah. Yeah, it's
Help
great.
Me.
I love you. Where are you going?
It's funny though, because you look at it and you go, wow, yeah, what a cool throwback to when this was like, you know, kind of shitty old hardware, and then you look them up and it's like, oh no, this was on the PlayStation 2. Like,
wow.
Well, that fucking Neo Geo, that was like, because you could buy a Neo Geo and have it in your home and get the same exact cartridges they put in the arcade machines for like $1,000 per game and play arcade games at home. And that was always like I never knew anyone who fucking had one. That was like a very rich person. I own an arcade in my house.
Because you worked on the docks as a child.
I saw a bunch of them come through. But I was putting them in boxes and sending them on trucks to other kids' houses.
And I did actually come down to the docks and knock the dicks out of your mouth.
You and saved him. He was like 7 years old.
So that's why you
old.
Can heckle me now.
I mean, I'm coming to all your shows being like, you owe me.
you're like, I brought you out of that world, Knox.
I was trying to make money. there's like a Metal Slug anthology collection you can get on. I don't know what that's on anymore. That might be like a little older, like the Wii and stuff. But that has all of them.
That sounds right.
They're all like, I think they're all around $10. Like, I definitely don't feel the need to like, get one of them, get 3 or X.
They're all pretty similar.
It's
sort
worth
of thing.
It for $10. But it takes you maybe an hour and a half to get through it, and then it, you know, obviously replayability, and you can get. I don't feel the need to do that, but I'm glad I had my little power through it, because they're fun. There's great art direction, great design. Yeah. There's a, I was looking up the franchise. There's a they made a have you played this? There's a 3D shooter. There's an FPS that they made that's apparent. Oh, I don't think it ever came out in the West. Apparently, it's terrible.
Yeah, it was like around the same time they were making like Battalion Wars. Do you remember? Right. I think. Remember that? Like the Advance Wars thing on the GameCube?
Did you guys ever play that Command & Conquer first-person shooter?
Renegade!
Yeah.
Oh, so I got some useless fucking information.
Yeah.
That just reminded me of that for some reason. Just an ill-advised first-person shooter version of that game that you like.
I mean, yeah, an FPS of in the Metal Slug world, you think like it could work, it could be cool, but it seems like they just really fucked it.
There's such like it's that type of just like fast paced like side scrolling kind of action stuff that has never really often translated well to 3D.
You know what? Do it like Returnal.
Sure, that's a good template for that kind of thing.
Yeah, but with a different maybe cel shaded or something, a little bit more cartoony.
Yeah,
that's how I've been getting my bullet hell fix.
Yeah,
with Returnal.
Ah.
It's real good. I've gotten up to the second biome and I want to get that third one to get that save.
I'm stuck on the third and I have been for, I think, over 48 hours of gameplay.
Because you have to go back to the first biome
to
get back to that the red second biome.
The Crimson Wastes.
And I've been just fucking up.
Oh, really?
Every time I get to the Crimson Wastes.
Hey, put in 50 hours and you will... Yeah. I zoom through that first one now. Like, that is the one that I go, oh, this is a good place to build up my weapon proficiency, get a few abilities and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember if this is how it works, and I've never looked it up, but this is how it felt. That once you've gone through that first or the second one, I think I got to the third and then that was me as well. I don't think I ever got to the fourth. But that... when you went back through the first and then later kind of the second after you'd done them a few times, that the exit would end up being fewer rooms in than I felt like it was at the start. And I don't know if it was like subtly kind of changing the algorithms there.
I think you might be right. It certainly has felt that way for me because it feels like I spend like 5 minutes in the first biome if I want to be speeding through.
I'm zooming through that one as well.
And then I think this is not a spoiler or anything, but with the Crimson Wastes, which, again, I will do rather than skip, because you can skip all the way through to the third from the first. Like,
there's
a little thing. But you can just run around to the left or the right of all of the bits in the Crimson Wastes.
Of course.
And run all the way to the end.
Because it's all just like a big, long corridor, that one.
You can just go around. So if you've had a good run in the first biome and you've got good weapons and stuff... just go around the Crimson Wastes and jump straight through the portal.
You can actually just talk to them all instead of fighting as well. If you've got a good enough argument, they'll listen to you.
I've been loving it.
I love the added horror element.
Yes. Yes.
Was actually quite scary. It's what I imagine Prometheus would be like if it was actually a scary movie.
Right.
Mm. I get that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's sick.
It's so well directed. Like,
I can't wait to see.
The house stuff is just... it's very cool.
We'll get this year, right? Like get to see some more games that are going to be coming in the future that are made for this current generation of hardware and stuff. And I'm so looking forward to that because everything we're seeing is still like, you know, Horizon, which is on the PS4 as well. And like God of War, which is on the PS4 as well. And all that sort of stuff. I'm really, really looking forward to seeing more along the lines of Returnal because it looks so fucking awesome.
Yeah. Mm. Like an Alan Wake 2.
Maybe an Alan Wake 2.
Well, maybe not this year, but... I'm looking forward to Starfield.
I'll have a look at Starfield.
I hate
Outer Wilds 2, maybe?
Sure, I'd love that.
Oh, that was good, Tommy.
Thank you.
We did it a few episodes ago.
I don't care.
I've actually already said that joke, so...
I don't care. I'm stuck in a time loop.
You're Odie.
I'm living the same day over and over again. But Russ, before we get out of here, sorry to put you on the spot. Okay. Favorite game of last year?
Oh, yeah.
Least favorite game of last year? Most anticipated game of this year?
Great.
Oh, my God. Least favorite game we'll start with?
Yeah.
Which game did I fucking hate? Fuck. Fuck!
How do I narrow it down to just one?
It was one that made me fucking pissed off. Yeah, I think it was an Ubisoft game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Far Cry.
Really?
Yeah,
which
Far Cry
is...
four.
Like the only game Ben's been playing. Oh, so Ben's been playing six a bunch.
Oh, six or whatever. Yeah. Whatever the fuck. Yeah. Gives a fuck.
The one in like Cuba.
Just the laziest fucking game I've ever fucking played.
I think the story is terrible. The acting is bad. Switching between English and Spanish is strange. I reckon pick one because they're... Yeah. You're breaking the emotion.
In life too. Never learn another language.
Yes.
I thought you meant the... you were doing that in the settings. So like, well, you can't blame the game.
the way, like, stealth is pointless because baddies just spawn anywhere. It's just a fucking shit game. It's a shit game, and I liked Far Cry 5. I was one of the few people
Me
that
too.
Liked it.
I liked it a lot.
This is the same game.
Yeah, but it's gone. It's not only has it done nothing else new, it's gone back in the fact that I just don't find anything that's happening engaging, and I'm tired of the gunplay. I'm tired of it all. Like, I don't give a fuck.
I'm tired.
Ubisoft.
I'm sleepy.
Ubisoft suck.
I hate. Yeah, they're the worst.
They've got around an $8.4 billion market cap.
Well, if we pull together.
They fucking suck, man.
Once they launch their NFTs, it's going to fucking suck.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they can fuck off, man.
Yeah. Well, just
the greediest little fucking French cunts around.
They just they're grabby like Blizzard as well.
They've got no direction. They've got. They're just chasing trends. That's what you're seeing with Ubisoft. They're so desperate.
Yes.
They're just going to chase trends. Everything's going to be a service. Everything's going to be a microtransaction. And it's just going to be like this kind of like pointless, directionless company that does these games that are bloated and with shit stories and full of bugs. And who gives a fuck? And I'm done.
I feel that way about Assassin's Creed. Even though newer ones, I think they still suffer from that thing of like bloating, artificially lengthening. Fucking Valhalla being 60-hour campaign. It does not have
fucking
the staying
useless.
Power.
Yeah. I've been finally finishing off the Donkey Kong DLC from Mario Rabbids, which is great. I love that game.
Mario Rabbids is good.
The DLC is so good, but it's so Ubisoft in that it's still got little glitches in it. It's like, it's nearly 5 years old, and it's like there's still these like little things, there's little bits where music isn't playing, and it's like, how has this not been patched 5 years down the line?
I just don't understand Ubisoft as a company. Like, they do they're solely bent on chasing what the latest trends are, but they're too late. Mm-hmm. They pick up those trends when they're trends, and so when they put something out, it's just a bit too late.
Mm.
But they're not, and it's the same game over and over again. It's like Assassin's Creed, Watch Dogs, every game is just a man with a backpack running in an open world that's filled with nothing.
Yeah.
What is this guy on his way to an open mic?
Yeah. But then all of a sudden you'll get Rabbids. And then all of a sudden you'll get Riders Republic. You get these games like, where the fuck did this come from?
Little glimmers,
the good team in there.
Crazy like French opium haze.
Yeah.
They were just like, we're going to make Rabbids.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off.
Beyond Good and Evil 2, I've gone off it again.
Tear it down. Start again.
I've just seen after that, their market value has gone down to $7 billion.
Oh, my God.
They lost $1 billion. What about most anticipated for this year and best of last year? What do you reckon?
Best of last year. Best of
last year.
It
doesn't even have to be like just the thing you personally enjoyed the most.
Yeah.
I got a lot of good work. Good time from Loop Hero.
Yes.
Great game.
Yes.
I really enjoyed Loop Hero and I hadn't played anything like it. I also really fucking hammered home Inscription.
Yeah, nice. We all... Nice.
Yep. That was our combined game
of the
year.
Have you guys finished it?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know. I won't.
Well, that was a fucking trip, dude.
It was fucking wild.
Crazy things can happen.
Crazy things did happen.
The game just fucking changes.
That game is proof that crazy things do happen.
Yeah.
That's my new bumper sticker.
Forget the news cycle. Check out Inscription.
Don't believe crazy things can happen? Guess you haven't played Inscription.
Yeah.
I haven't gone back and like tried that
the mod
thing they added
Casey's
in.
Yeah, mod or whatever,
to add the infinite kind of first game.
Oh, really?
The cards, yeah. Neither have I, but
I... No, I would love to, though.
Mm. Yeah.
But yes,
and what
agree.
Are you most looking forward to in the year of our Lord 2022?
It's a bit bleak, isn't it, out there? Nothing really is getting me going. I think there was one. There's this indie developer, and it's just one dude making this hard science fiction RTS/4X game.
Oh yeah, okay.
But it's so it's real time and it's called Final Frontier, I believe. Final Frontier or Falling Frontier? Sorry, it's called Falling Frontier.
Okay,
Falling Frontier.
And it is top down and it looks beautiful and it's all like hard science fiction. So it's like that expanse, like shit, fucking is. You know, it's
like
more
grubby looking metal and like
The Martian. Like, how would you actually figure this out?
Kind of thing. Yeah, it's kind of sort of more closer in terms of its hypotheticals.
Right.
You know, so that looks really interesting and I'm very intrigued. Mm-hmm. It's just one dude and I think it got delayed. So I don't know if it's going to even come out this year, but that's one that I keep sort of checking back in on and whatnot. Because that looks really that's really piqued my interest out of
It's listed as Q2 at this point, but yeah, who knows if it's one person.
So Falling Frontier is good. That's in my wish list.
Mm-hmm.
Um,
what about your God of War 2s, your Starfields and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I'll play them. I'd say that out of all of those, God of War is the most exciting because I fucking loved that game.
Same.
That game was is one of my favorite all-time games.
Yeah. And the narrative in that specifically, the commentary on nostalgia and like including it like halfway, it's
sick. That's how you reboot a franchise.
Yes,
the big axe
to make it
big weighty axe. Yeah, you can to make it
big snake.
Jeremy Davies.
In terms of like maturing a franchise, right, and bringing it more up to date, while also sort of keeping the core of what made that franchise good.
Yep.
Like fuck, imagine if 343 had just an ounce of that ability in their writing.
If they had a Corey Balrog.
Yeah, just like, you know, it's... I think, I mean, hey, 343 make me sad. Because I really... Like, Halo was the reason I saved and bought... I like worked hard and saved and bought my Xbox, which is my first ever console.
Right.
Because I went over to a friend's house and saw Halo. So I actually, I love, and I played, you know, 1, 2, 3 and then Reach. And then went over to Destiny because I was a big Bungie fanboy. Mm. And so every time I'll come back to Halo, feel pissed off that 343, they're really good at slicking everything up and making everything look sexy. And hot and great. Oh, look how many bits are on these things now, you know? There's all these bits now.
Little bits and bobs.
There's bits on everything. That's what 3-4 do.
I love that your answer to the question of what are you most looking forward to in 2022 was, I hate 343
Studios. Yeah. I really do. I think that no company has ever been, like, no, that's never happened before where we make a company to make for an IP and they fuck that IP hard.
It's so similar to those Star Wars sequels.
It's so,
In cultural term, and like how similar Infinite is in like replotting through the steps of Halo 1,
I think this is Russell's soapbox. This is the first time we've done this on the air.
Someone's angry.
First 343.
Yeah. 343, the ratings I gave Halo 4, 5, and Infinite. Halo,
he's losing it!
Halo 4 had a bad guy that got killed in a fucking comic.
And he was from a book and then wasn't introduced in the game. It was so
awful
confusing.
Shit. Looked like dog shit.
He was real weird looking.
Put some music under this.
Got rid of that. And they were like, it's Halo 5.
Yeah.
And that never happened.
Right.
But what we'll do is take the best and only relationship that Halo has had between Master Chief and Cortana, and she's bad now.
Yeah. She's gone
for
off.
For some reason.
She's gone off.
She's bad. And then in Infinite, they're like, that never happened.
Yeah, that is 100% the worst.
They can't fucking stick a landing.
I know we say it so much, but the Force Awakens comparison, it's like, it is so funny when any franchise is at a point where it's like, the bar is so low that it's like, honestly, don't get carried away.
Yeah.
Just do a thing that you've already done before. Do it exactly the same as you want, if you want. Don't color outside the lines. Don't try and get creative. Just don't fuck it. Just get yourself back to a 7. Yeah. That's all we want.
Mm.
But even then, that like the Star Wars thing of like them not being able to stick to their thing. So by the last movie, they're like, the Emperor's back. He was alive the whole time. They're like, okay, Cortana's back, but she's younger. Yeah. That is, and it is weird.
We got the Banished.
I liked Infinite, but you know what?
we got Banished. Who are the Banished? You've got to play Halo Wars. You ever heard of it?
Not the first one. Halo Wars 2.
Yeah. The game that no one fucking played.
You thought you could get away without playing it all these years later? Well, sucked in. Yeah. Now you got to go back.
Do the you Covenant remember that? Gone,
but here's the Blovenant. Banished.
You remember the RTS that was released on Xbox? Yeah, go and play it.
All right, well, we better wrap it up for another week. Oh, no, that was Ben's.
I'm looking forward to God of War.
Yeah, me too. Right.
Me too.
Yeah, I went through and played those first three again.
That's and
not that long ago.
Horizon Zero Dawn, I'm interested to see if they can improve upon the writing and facial animations.
Oh, yeah.
I liked how the story got towards the back end.
I liked
of that
the story, yeah. I didn't like the dialogue, but the story got to something.
It picked up. It did.
Interesting, like, corporate, good commentary in it, but yeah.
And the stuff they've said about how they're going to make the side quests, they've got more to them. Because that was the bit that got a bit dull in Assassin's Creed-y for me in that first one, was that it was like, oh, I've lost my basket. Yeah. You got to go find it.
Not just the visuals I'm looking for, you know. I'm looking forward to the gameplay updates that they've got, as well as, but I hope they fix that voice acting and facial animation thing, because they look, it was kind of shit, but just scraped through.
Yeah.
This does feel like a sequel that hasn't just been quickly churned out. Yeah. It does seem like a sort of studio where they've gone, right, okay, this is the things that people didn't really love, so we've got to refine it and take
putting
our time.
Putting out blog posts or whatever, being like, here's what we've improved upon from the first games, and listing almost every problem I had with that first game.
They don't seem like they're like, oh, this is a cash cow, we can just chuck one out a year. And
so I'm definitely going to go in on it,
yeah,
because the first one did have some pretty amazing moments, like the game, like just the whole loop of taking on those big animals and, you know,
big robot dinosaurs,
using the right shit to get their plates off. And
yeah, true. It was a little monster hunter.
Lots of bits on there. Looks good.
Look at that. More tiny little bits of
games. They got double the bits in the new one.
Double the bits.
Double the bits.
Suck shit, 343, you dogs.
All right. Well, Ben Russell, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Things you'd like to plug? Get on Bond's Twitch, Bond member.
That's all. Get on my Twitch, Bond member. Twitch.tv/Bond member. Come in my mouth.
And speaking of which, you're doing a comedy festival show.
Everyone gets to come in my mouth. Yeah. Similar to what you're doing.
Weird thematic. This is like the year everyone did Breaking Bad theme shows.
Yeah.
This year there's a lot of coming in each other's mouths.
It's going to make Chimp Cop extremely awkward.
Yeah.
So
pussies only for us.
It's called Ultimate Hollywood Tours. It's going to be outside. It's going to be an immersive experience. So suck off.
Yeah.
Is it on sale now, or people just get on your socials?
You know what? I don't know if it's on sale just yet. I think it should be this week, if not next week.
I think a lot
week,
of stuff is meant to be this week, but who knows if it actually will be.
Right.
Yeah, who knows?
Mark Watson's on sale, though.
Fuck yes.
Chimp Cop's on sale. Go look up Chimp Cop on comedyfestival.com.au and buy some tickets. That's only 12 shows, and we've almost, I think, sold one of them already, so... Great. Tickets are selling fast.
11 left. You're getting into single digits if you risk it for much longer. Yeah. Much longer, I mean.
I thought that was deliberate. I was just going to...
Much longer.
G'day, my name's Mutt Longer.
Dog detective.
Hello.
My show's on sale too. Tommy Dasilo.
Who gives a fuck, man?
Certainly not me.
Tommy Dasilo sucks an audience member off for 50 minutes?
Yeah.
Are you just going to suck off one audience member?
Well, I've only written like 30 minutes of sucking off, and then I'm hoping that with laughs it'll balloon out to a 50.
Well, what happens if they, you know, come
to
a
dud night?
Yeah.
Give people tickets for another night.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's nice. Just come back. Yeah, that's very thoughtful.
All right, guys. Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you next time. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals...
I bought Microsoft. I forgot. I bought Microsoft now, so I own it. That's what I had. Wow. I didn't have anything.
I don't reckon that's true.
It is. Go look it up.
I wish we'd thrown a Mutt Longer.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.